This is the Define Startup Podcast Show with Curtis Anderton.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Define Startup Show. I'm back again, Curtis Anderton, your host. Make sure you guys go check out upscribe.net for your embedding email signup needs. You can embed your email signup on WordPress or Medium, and it's such a more efficient way to collect email signups if you're a blogger or you're trying to build a newsletter list for your business. So I highly suggest you go check it out. So that's upscribe.net. Today, I interview Andreas Jones, owner and CEO at Combat Business Coaching. Andreas Jones is a very well-spoken man, and I really enjoyed this interview. It was an absolute privilege, and I learned a ton. So I know you guys are going to enjoy this interview, so make sure you guys just sit back and relax and enjoy this conversation with Andreas Jones.
All right. So before we get started, if you want to share a little bit about yourself and kind of about your company and what you do, that'd be awesome.
My business is Combat Business Coaching. I'm also the best-selling author of Business Leader Combat. And I'm a business strategist and leadership consultant. And I write for Forbes, HuffPost, Life Hack, Biz Catalyst, and Influencer.
Awesome.
And kind of how I got into coaching and starting my business, both my parents are owners. So I grew up with them, in the business, working in their business, helping them out with the business. And what I realized as I grew older is that, when business was going great for them, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun as a family. But then when those challenging times come, and when it wasn't going as well, it was kind of a miserable time for us. Not only our parents, because they're trying to figure out how to pay all the bills, take care of me and my six brothers.
Wow.
But also still maintain the business and the bills and all that stuff that they had. So I kind of grew aware of the struggles they had, and I started trying to figure out, man, I wish I could have more great times that way I've been fun. And so that kind of started my journey and trying to figure out business problems and business issues. And so it kind of, that's how I got into the coaching business of helping other business owners with the stress, overwhelm, and burnt out factors.
Where did the kind of idea come from specifically for the combat coaching? Like, where does the combat come from?
The combat is, I spent 9 years in the Army, in the U.S. Army. Did a tour in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And so I just took a lot of my military training and apply it to the business world, leadership, taking ownership of your situation and, adjusting and adapting in any environment that we're put in. So I take those same training and that thought process into the business world of just being able to adjust and adapt and really take ownership of my own success and my own failures.
How did you validate and start your company? So kind of what was your first steps, and how did you find out people wanted to pay you for your service?
All right, so the first thing I did was, I said, okay, I'm a born a coach, and so I said, okay, let me see if this thing works. So I, talk with a couple of business owners, ask them if they'll let me kind of help them pro bono, and then I test kind of my system and my approach to it with them, so I could get that feedback, that data, raw data, right in real time, and thus I was able to kind of validate that this system work or something didn't work. I need to tweak something, so I basically offered to do what I was doing pro bono to kind of get an idea of what I'm working with.
What methods do you use in the early stages of promoting your business for advertising?
What methods? I mainly use word of mouth and referrals, and then I kind of got into social media. I'm still getting caught up on the social media phase, but for the most part in the early going was just doing great work with the people I worked with, and you know, then I get referrals and kind of word of mouth.
Currently in your business, what is the kind of main form of advertising that you do?
And the main form of advertising I do is through my writings and interviews and the multiple podcasts and media outlets I've been on. So that's kind of how I advertise my work and my expertise right now.
So what was the biggest mistake that you've made in business so far?
The biggest mistake I've made is thinking that I could do everything by myself.
And do you kind of have a story specifically for that and kind of how you solved that?
So when I started my business 9 months in, you know, after I kind of did the pro bono stuff and I guess that I was fully official and business owner, and 9 months in, I'd only serviced to one paid client. And you know, I was just kind of doing everything by myself, and you're trying to write blog posts and website and just everything with my business. I was doing it by myself. So what I found out is that I really wasn't spending enough time putting my message and connecting with other business owners who I needed to help. Because a lot of it was spent on doing admin stuff. And you're trying to update my website, trying to update blog posts, and trying to do guest blogging and multiple different blogs and all that SEO stuff. And it was really frustrating, and I just got burnt out with the process of doing that every day, every week. And I wasn't getting the results I was looking for. And you know, then I kind of worked with a mentor, and he helped me to see that I didn't need to do all of that stuff by myself. I could use my time and focus my time in much more important areas and outsource the rest.
If you had to start your business over again with zero money and just a laptop, how would you go about doing that?
The first thing I do, I start connected with people in the industry. You try to reconnect with at least two of the influencers in the industry, try to get a relationship with them and leverage that relationship.
What one book has impacted your life the greatest?
What one book has impacted my life the greatest? I'd have to say Think and Grow Rich.
Awesome. That was a great book. What is your favorite podcast currently?
Favorite podcast currently is Entrepreneur on Fire with JLD.
Awesome. That's actually where I found you from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was an amazing interview.
Thank you.
Kind of, it can be a couple, but what is your best piece of advice for people wanting to write their first book? So any writing tips you have?
The best advice is write at least 500 words a day. You know, set that as a goal and try to do that no matter what.
What is your best piece of advice for people starting their first business?
Do your proper research. Take time to research your market. Make sure there's an appetite for what you're doing for your product or service. Make sure there's a need. There's a valid need you're filling, and make sure that you're answering or speaking to your customers' pain points as much as possible.
All right, now where can people find you and find your book?
The best place to find me and everything else about me would be on my website, combatbusinesscoaching.com. And yeah, that is all my contact information, my books, and my social media profiles right there.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Andreas. I really appreciate it. This was an awesome conversation, and I got a lot of value from it.
Oh, thank you very much.
So yeah, I really appreciate your time and hope you have a wonderful day. And yeah, thank you.
No problem, man.
All right. Well, I'll catch you later. Thank you so much.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. It was a privilege talking to Andreas, and it was an absolute pleasure, and I really enjoyed our conversation, so I hope you guys did as well. Make sure you guys go check out his Facebook page at Andreas Jones or Combat Coaching. If you guys are looking for any kind of business coaching, I really recommend him. As you can see, he's a great guy, and he's got a lot of great information that he's learned over the years. I was really enjoyed our conversation, and I hope to reconnect in the future. So make sure you guys go check out the show notes of this episode at medium.com/Curtis Anderton, or you can go to medium.com and search The Define Startup Show, and we will pop up with all the informations on previous episodes and this current episode. So thank you guys for stopping by and listening. Make sure you go check out upscribe.net for information on our sponsors. And also go subscribe to this newsletter. If you guys want to have updates on the next show and future content, you'll get all that there. And you can sign up at medium.com/Curtis Anderton. Also, go check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDefined Startup Podcast for more updates and information, and kind of join in with our little community that we're building there. I'll ask questions and see if you guys have any questions for new guests. And if those questions are kind of relevant, I ask the next guest that question. So it's a good way to be a part of this whole process. And give me some feedback there if you guys are enjoying the show. I want to hear what you guys want to learn, if you guys didn't like something, or if you learned a lot from something. It's love to hear from you guys in that way. So thank you guys for listening, and I will catch you in the next one.